To me, what makes a song a hit is not just the lead singer, but the backing vocals, vocalists and backing vocals too, plus instruments. My goodness, this is one of the songs that has been well arranged, best arranged there, and it's Lizwi Myeni on Radio Puppet, your daily company. I'm trying to find out who actually composed this song. I don't have this information. But hey, the album is okay. Men on the Throne, that's the album title there. Beautiful song there to welcome Abafundisi, more especially the bishops with those who carry the rods of Moses. There are many rods of Moses out there. And Fundisi is one of those who come with such rods. Where they find them? Because on Moses, we had only one Moses with one rod, but hey, many rods from Moses, of Moses. Mfundis, I was just imagining you ascending the podium with the rod of Moses. Hey! wish your Bishop Grigalia. Hey! What's your past step and dad? What's your Tobania Moosh? Mfundis! Do you listen to that song though? Yeah.
Men of God, men of God.
How can you mum be naem fundiswam?
Oh, Wanamma. Wanamma, show me the pie already.
I got a solemn wing, I was about.
Yes,
Mohanum, bites Hele Mohanum. Yeah. Mohanum, if Hele Mohanum bites Hele B. Lamo.
Wanamma. One of my greetings, man, and your beloved listeners.
Nothing but the grace. Well, if you don't know, this is Thursday Live with me, Godfrey. I'm with Bishop David Malase right here on Radio Puppet, your daily companion. Mfundisi, we're looking at this subject of divine exaltation and something that we have been discussing over some time now. I think it's over 2 weeks or so. And if you can please take us through some of the things that we discussed last week.
Ruti, we spoke about few things, but I believe last week we touched to walk in absolute obedience to the voice of God. We already spoke about humility. We spoke about dying to self, losing your rights. So I think just to finalize what we've started, last week, which is to walk in absolute obedience to the voice of God. And we have mentioned that obedience is better than sacrifice. And most unfortunate part, Gabana Bamudimu Kuhuri, we keep on failing when we have to walk in absolute obedience to the voice of God, because I really think, I remember, I'm reminded of the stories, the young man by the name of Samuel. The Bible says God came to him, and because he was under the mentorship, the high priest Eli, he went to Eli running, because he respected the old man. He served the old man with all his might. And God had to come through the voice that he respects. And this is where most people hang out, they become spiritual babes for the rest of their lives until they become discouraged and quitting the faith because they don't obey the voice, Emudimu. I saw many people, Muruti, buying positions through their gifts, of money, buying their positions, to wave their muscles about the positions, and to trample upon those who were forever obedient to the voice of God. But the Bible says when Eli realized, well, no, the voice is the voice that is higher than any other voice, Oro Samuel, how be the happy Urubua Morena, Mashanka Wahao, Umamit. That's the first time when Samuel experienced the voice of God, because he stayed in the place called the Holy of Holies. He understood the ministry at the temple, and he was under the mentorship and grooming the high priest by the men of Eli. And we take it a little bit further, we come across the man by the name of Joseph. Joseph was like a navigator in the family. This is the man whom, you know, God was revealing, you know, something in the future. He was a time traveler when coming to the visions and dreams. And from time to time when he shared this vision and dreams to his own blood brother, that thing invoke anger, bitterness, and hatred to his own flesh. I mean, own flesh and blood. People by Lorenki Banababo, they couldn't stand him, because now he was connected to another realm. Remember, there are times, Muruti, when Momudiminer Habu Abatubauke, you know, Hudumama, you can take God, he's speaking. And now we see this man, you know, in order for him, you know, to attain the divine exaltation, he had to go through the journey of rejection. He had to go through the journey of hatred, to the point where he was sold by his own flesh and blood into the foreign land. And on that same journey, God was preparing the place for him. But there was a process that he had to, to undergo. And the Bible says, Hafika hape go Egypt. Because there was something strange about this man. There is what we call Muruti Mwabi cornucopia. Cornucopia simply means the horn of plenty. There are certain people that are planted in families by Lorinkini cornucopia tamalapa. As long as those people they are in those families, but okay, Babana Lid Navigator, that will take them through stuff. You know, the highest level of spirituality, and also support them in some of the, you know, the physical stuff that they are struggling with. There are certain people, by Loring Habaliteng Karalelapa, they become, you know, an umbrella of that family. They become the pillar of that family. And those people, many a time, they are not appreciated. Those people, many a times, they are ill-treated. They are trampled upon. They are looked down upon. And over and above, those are the people who are thoroughly abused. You know. And now we see Joseph now walking through that journey. And when he reached a place by the name of Egypt, and people know the story. There was this woman who saw something that was not similar, you know, to the man, Ananaliena, you know, Bopilomba. She was a married woman, but she saw something that was not similar to what his man carried. And now she wanted to sleep with Joseph. And to cut the long story short, Joseph ran away and he was thrown into prison for 10 years. And while he was in prison, there was a man there who was demoted from the authority, from the place of power, the man who used to serve the king wine. And this man also was in prison, from palace to prison. And this man there realized that Joseph carried a different mandate. This was the man who knew how to interpret, you know, Marang Rang Alehodi. This was the man who was able to interpret the mysteries of heaven. Mm. And when this man was released from prison, according to what Joseph said to him, and he said to him, but how old was Mona Chief? Please remember. But the Bible says it took 2 years You know, Chakola Saltswile go Tronkong. He forgot about him, because sometimes when you ascend the ladder of power, remember, Muruti, they are saying when you ascend, when you ascend into the spiritual height, you must wait for the space. You know, there are certain space that one needs to achieve. That is why when you attend the ladder of, you know, in the spiritual realm, you need to wait for your time, because preparation time. And now preparation time, if you can return when we don't know, or modimo opila in the place called a timeless zone. He is God who dwells in the place called Eon. I mean, Momodimo Alinding, there is no tomorrow. I mean, there is no yesterday, but there is a place called the now. I mean, Kimodimo what the now. Now, it doesn't matter where, according to the chronological way of counting days and years and times, you know, how they interpret it. But Humudimu, it is the now. And when God came to him, the Bible says, the speed is all the years and the times that he spent in that place. And they, that same spirit took him straight, I mean, to be, you know, the second in charge, you know, from Pharaoh.
The prime minister of Egypt.
Oh, my God. He surpassed even the man who left prison before him. When he reached that place there, he was the second in command.
Wow.
Now, when we speak about, you know, how to walk in absolute obedience to the voice of God, many people already, because there are certain voices that they don't honor, there are certain voices that they don't respect. Muruti, it is very painful. Where we are at this moment, where we see many people falling away, I mean from the truth, people backsliding, people becoming so paranoid when coming to the things of God. So we see the highest level of people who are overwhelmed when they have to come deeper, you know, into the realm of power, where they need to ascend, I mean, to the next level. Why? Because people, they don't understand the protocol. People, they don't understand order. We saw people by luring. They come to the Lord today and they want to become spiritual giants. We saw people jumping the ranks. Yeah, we saw people jumping the ranks and imitating what others are doing. That is why when coming, you know, to the lot of theories that we come across, you know, I mean, from time to time, we realize that we have absorbed and adhere to some of the things that you know, they were never tested and also proved. Now we became, you know, the imitators, I mean deception. You know, we followed deception for the longest of time and we became very, very, very adamant that whatever in a religion, and we were never open minded to deal with the truth. That is why sometimes, you know, Modimo orata wipata karaba tubanya teham. I mean, if you can see many people who demand and force respect, you know, to some other people, they become rude. I mean, okaba reki the deputies of God. Ikare hamudimana lefati banabali tengle bona bamusaleti the truth. You know, they become something else, but if we can understand as the servants of the Most High God and the body of Christ at large, worry, we are the instrument and the vessels of glory. Ours is to share the light that is within us. And in order for us to share the light, we must remain connected to the source. But now, how can we stay connected to the source if we are not obedient to the voice of God? It's because The voice of the opponent and the voice of the enemy is too loud, Muruti, from the voice of God. Sometimes,
yeah, because we can't tell the difference. And the Bible says, my people know my voice. And the problem, Karuna Gori, we don't know the voice of our Savior, Mfundiswa. Now, let's look at the issue, yeah, pride, because Mfundis, I think that has not been addressed for quite a long time. Now, like you mentioned, now, somebody gets saved today. The next day, he's a father. And Nana Felagi Bizanta Tokanaka Benagere, my son. And all that. Not only that, but the way you are addressing people out of pride, because when now you are an apostle, you think now, Hore, when you are an apostle, now you can talk to people the way you want. The element of respect is not there anymore, Mfundisi. How important is that for us to address the element of pride, more especially amongst us
today? I think the issue of your pride, Mruti, is something alluring. It is wired and programmed with all of us. Each and one, an individual, una leaded element, yeah, pride, because we are all struggling with the demon, between ego. You know, we want to be seen, we want to be felt, you know, we want total validation from men. We fail to understand or how to joke about. There are chances that you know, how to joke about. There are million chances or because you don't exist. Inside those books of life. And now, the biggest challenge happens, we fail, Muruti, to manage, you know, some of the weaknesses. They are programmed, for the longest of times, people thought that Satan came to make a kamashwa. And sometimes Satan came to a dulankarabatu. That is why the easiest way to maintain and to manage pride, he must turn you into a mute. You know, Mudimu unmute, you know, your voice whenever you want to speak. And the only time Moilore Mudimu Oshambule la Mulo Mountain, Haibe Yena Yabuan through it. Because there are a lot of people by Lore, the enemy took over Milomayabon, Habambula Mulom, who were the enemy. The enemy who used Milomayabon who propagate the agenda Yahai. But Harika ituta or when self kicks in, when pride kicks in, when anger kicks in, Mudimo akwale melomo ya rona. I think now I even you know became, you know, one of the people by learning. Many people, they are no longer happy about me because I keep quiet. If I see situation alluring, really it provokes. You know, that devil in me. I keep quiet. Because I'm afraid. Yes, because and there is no an individual that is why if we leave God to be, you know, our total, you know, deliverer and savior out of ourselves, because we must be delivered from ourselves. One of the best deliverance ever that one can experience, it is when you are delivered from yourself. But we sugarcoat those things, we hide them. You know, ridipataka eloquency, you know, how we speak about God, how we worship, how we sing, you know, how we pray. Those lengthy prayers, tailoring, we normally do them while we are in the midst of many, and we want people or but how one, you don't even pray for 2 minutes. So we are those people by ring. We are hiding You know, those things, they render us I mean, useless, and they render us of no use, you know, to the divine, you know, manifestations, because and us coming that chonyana, it becomes a problem for the Lord, because we hinder the the things of God to be manifested upon our life.
Absolutely. I think maybe next time, Fundis, let's look at what is it that you can learn from Joseph's situations, how he allowed Mudimo Hore amu build, amu it's a matured ka the tough times that he encountered. And we hardly talk about that nowadays. We hardly believe that he can use the negative, things in our lives to mold us, to make us the people that he wants us to be ultimately, Mfundisi. Because like right now, Rebato Bale by the instant growth, everybody microwoven, Mfundisi. And it takes time. Sometimes it gives troubles of life. And the next thing, Ronarko Bale, those troubles, we swear, we curse, and then reject our faith, Mfundisi.
Little spiritual father, I'm rooted to so that you fell up, you know, you find. You know, Mutaso Gangasha Lime, no, he said, spiritual father. Anta, no, I'm Rutanza and Alimino Alibis, and Alimino to Jimino Alibis.
Milk teeth.
Yeah, and then Twelve is a spiritual father. And now, this is what people entertain. I don't know why Renal Kalisha Yao entertainer disappointment. I don't know why Renal Kalisha Yao entertainer. Things that are going to disdain
that are not even biblical,
the body of Christ at large. So now, if we can just, you know, trust and obey, if we can just trust and obey, and this takes an individual. Mudimo haikaisa umuntu muruti, haikaisi umuntu ali in the midst of majority. Mudimo baka mutu ali mum. Because when God first created you and formed you, that is why you occupied the womb alone. But you still stand as an individual. You have the fingerprint. So if you can trust and obey and walk, in absolute obedience to the voice of God, I can assure you now, this mountain of Corona can also move. But the more we keep on pretending and avoiding the truth, Umuruti, and then re-sugarcoat, while you are dealing with weaknesses and agendas, you'll keep on struggling to hear his voice. And now you'll have now to come with the means. That was the Karamudimu Buile and you'll even come with your own agenda and claim that it is God who said you must do this thing. So we really need Murutuaka to trust and obey.
Rudula Murutuaka, Rudule Mudumaritus.
Seventh of the Most High God.
Mudimu Abatu Sekaka, Mudimu Abatu Seka Zevend. Murutuaka, how many the information? Can I your number?
It is 072-316.
Yes, sir.
3117.
Murudi Ndolebu.
Namanda.
Nda.
Nda.
Yeah, Pastor David Malata there on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It's almost 8 o'clock. It's time for me to say bye-bye to you. But before I do that, thank you very much and keep on listening to the other programs of Radio Pulpit. Up next is a program called, Selanati on AM 657.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za. radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.